part two of my favourite season, 17-18. We are back in Motel, and thanks a lot to the boys and girls from Motel for letting us record in there, and obviously for throwing some fantastic parties where we celebrated some of those amazing wins from that season. Still going strong, of course, but yeah, we had some brilliant times in there in that season, celebrating some of the victories that you're going to hear about. Now, still joined by Mo Stewart, by Craig Hannon, and by Josh Sexton. They've all picked this as their favourite season. You'll hear why when they discuss it, but we're going to start with a 0-0. Start with a 0-0 against Newcastle, and ended up with a 0-0 as well, West Brom at home. But some great games in between, some great stories, and really fun to relive their favourite season with three of the boys. So let's get stuck into it. Here is part two of my favourite season. If you've not listened to part one yet, by the way, maybe just pause this. You've only got to go back a week in the app and get that. So maybe listen to that one first. But if you have, good on you. Here's part two. Okay, yeah, 1-0 in Newcastle. I never went to the game. I went to Newcastle. I could see the ground, but I had friends who just lost interest. They found other people who were desperate to go, and it just sort of felt like they want to be in there. We're just happy to be out the house. I went to University of Newcastle, I love it. We were having fun, so we watched this in a pub near the ground.
I went down with Robbo, and the mistake that we made was that it was a Sunday, so I remember saying we'll go for a roast, and we went for a carvery in the end, and we had this massive carvery, and it just killed us. We were fucked.
So we
could not do anything. We were just like, we needed a sleep, and then we arrived at the bar that yous were at, and yous were on a completely different level to us.
Very anti-carvery.
Yeah, we're not at a carvery.
No, you hadn't. You needed a carvery.
I honestly can't even remember seeing you, Craig. Yeah, we didn't go in. We gave the tickets to a much happier home. But I remember being shit until Coutinho scored, and it is a worldie. And I'd say fair play to him as well, Mo, because he's had his sulk, and we've all been there. And then he's come back in, and then when he does, he's like, you know, you can be a bit mean and say, oh, he's playing for his move and stuff like that. But I'm sure it's promised at that point. But he does come in, and once he's back in the team, you know, look to really deliver. And as I say, we were crap in this game until he scored. And that's, it's free and free, that.